There was a hushed silence as the jury returned to court this afternoon. Elaine O'Hara's father, Frank, held the hand of his partner, Sheila Hawkins, while his two children in the bench beside him stared ahead nervously. When the guilty verdict was read out, Mr Justice Tony Hunt told the jury he agreed with their decision 110%. Graham Dwyer took a deep breath and slumped in his seat. He'll be given the mandatory life sentence for murder on April 20th, when victim impact evidence will also be heard. During the trial, the architect was characterised by the prosecution as a man who preyed on vulnerable women like Elaine O'Hara, who was released from a psychiatric hospital just hours before her death on August 22, 2012. He killed her to satisfy a deep-seated sexual desire to stab a woman to death, his intent made clear in hundreds of disturbing text messages sent to her right up to her death at Killikee Mountain in August 2012. They'd met in 2007 on fetish website alt.com. In a written statement issued this evening, Elaine's father, Frank O'Hara, said he hoped this case would highlight the need for people to be careful when communicating using the internet and social media. Graham Dwyer also issued a statement through his solicitor, thanking his legal team, family and friends for continued unwavering support and the media for respecting the privacy of his family. His estranged wife, Gemma Dwyer, has also asked for her family's privacy to be respected. In a statement issued on her behalf, she offered her thoughts and condolences to the O'Hara family for the grief and pain they are suffering.